Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know why that shit always come on. I'm gonna have to fix that. Yeah, I think this song right here is appropriate for right now. It's kind of long, but yeah, we're gonna get in. Some other callers call in. We're gonna see what's going on. But we're gonna let this song ride. Here we go.
You wanna talk to God? God never sleeps.
Now what came first? Did you know the answer?
All the kids.
Look on my leg, a leg, on my head.
Ha.
Hand in your direction. The winner with the answer to the question.
What?
Born of the flesh. What is the
inside fact? My mother's womb. Doomed to return to the tomb. Or was it from the dead I was raised? All too soon to pay. On judgment day. Is this beginning or the ending? Died sinning. Still winning, still grinning, descending, verdict still pending, born pretending, 300 billion men, women, and children, deja vu, could be I'm dreaming, but we all ask for divine reason, while still breathing and until leaving, who, what, when, where, how, but most of all, why, do we live just to die?
The book was written, way before the apple got bitten, there's no God but me, mathematically, in division, my decision was all of this, I need not mention infinite dimensions. But the human mind's flaw was limited comprehension. So while you try to travel to more than the stars, your God manifests through the entire universe. From the sun, moon, to earth, I created man in my image, and the black man was first. For scientific explanation, yeah, I made man out of dirt.
But how can a man be first when it's a woman that's giving birth?
Single-celled organisms, the homo sapien, the albinism.
What's that?
White.
They keep the world separate and uneasy.
They teach you right is wrong, wrong is right, up is down. Since the king off his throne, it's a planet flat around.
Can we really time travel when is there life in outer space?
Wait, you knew all this in the first place. You trying to get to God.
But I've fallen from your grace. A billion paths to take, but which one is truly straight?
And what came first? The chicken or the egg?
Creatomite.
The arm and leg, a leg, a arm, a head. Hand in your direction. The riddle was the answer to the question. Born of the flesh, what is perfection? What came first? The chicken or the egg?
Armageddon.
The arm and leg, a leg, a arm, a head. Walk across water, rise from the dead. I heard it say he lived and the Son of Man bled.
It's a process. Shit don't just happen, I create it. Everything you see and shit you don't, son, I made it and waited. I'm the Big Bang Theory in evolution. Been there, done that, from revolution to prostitution. The first and final solution. The Quran, Bible, and Vedas is only truth. Don't be confused when the medulla oblongata's home.
So Revelations is Genesis.
360 degrees are limitless.
Shit, I'm on fucking image. Who is you? Self, I thought it's new. Well, Lucifer, the light bearer, stupid, the devil himself. He the creator, we all the creation. Guess I'm eternal damnation. Got two pictures speaking your own salvation. Who taught you how to pray? Cause you read it in the book. Look, you bear witness to I'm in Ray. Every day when you say amen, then turn around and preach worship before God is an unforgivable sin. Yeah, the good book is like comic books. You take them too literal. I put you into believing that your power the reason makes you able to live infinitely in the physical. Guess I'm the blowing time miracle. Basically, I tell two lies in general. The yin and the yang. The player with a trillion years of game.
You got yourself in your spiritual. For power, money, and fame. I came out of triple stage darkness. Get more of my attributes. But either you may be a mystery god like the Loch Ness. Or you signed to prove or disprove my existence. Trying to unlock it. Artificial intelligence cloning and space stations. Trying to build the Tower of Babylon. But you sadly mistaken. When I started raping homo sapiens. Looking for angels with wings. I'ma bring young niggas with an AK. Fuck an alien.
So what you saying then? You the one who created
what you call mother nature is the nature of me.
Oh.
What you call evil ultimately was a fourth inside of me. Matter can't be created or destroyed. It just changes shape. One God, many people, and many faiths. And this is how I wanted to do it.
Wait, wait, hold up. Father, tell me. Who is God's son?
And what came first? The chicken or the egg?
Creatomite.
The arm, a leg, a leg, a arm, a head.
Ah.
Head in your direction. The riddle with the answer to the question. Born of the flesh, what is perfection? What came first? The chicken or the egg?
Armageddon.
The arm, a leg, a leg, a arm, a head.
I'll be the Jesus to your Buddha, the Krishna. At your Juma, the big kahuna. Jehovah, witness, we sway boomers. Zeus, Pharaoh, Elohim, Saturn, Yahweh, Jah. Rastafari, Allah, the Most High. Only that I'm not, I'm the ocean, the tree, a bumblebee and a glock.
earthquakes, how much money you have to pay. The reason behind every mistake mankind continually make.
Did God create man, or did man need to create God?
The answer is both, cause how mortals look at God is eyes. You try to customize when you be comfortable with what you wanna do and how you choose to act. The Pope and Christians to tell you God ain't black. But to get something from nothing is physically impossible, that's a fact.
Lack is the combination of all.
What is the lack thereof? Darkness is beneath the ground and in the skies up above. The clue was that the true illumination is me, not Illuminati. Cause I alone discrimination eliminate any who be believing they can rationalize the outreason he who created the creature. The student should never be greater than the teacher. Whether it's Adam and Eve or atomic chemistry, I'm the one true source of all energy. Will eventually destroy every enemy when I see fit. I can't blaspheme my own name, so when goddamn it so be.
That's called the wrath of God, but we got a deal. I can chill. Fuck up the whole world. And in the end, he'll still fulfill his plan to restore man to his original position. Nigga gave me some hooks and said, I get to go fish.
I gave man dominion over the earth to master the wealth. But most of my children don't have dominion over themselves.
That's why I come in. Call it original sin. Who really gives a flying fuck? I taught you how to blood suck. And ultimately, don't destruct.
Know the ledge. Watch the dome. Do the data. I'm the alpha.
I'm the beta. And I'm omega.
To be or not to be with man, questions in deception. I think that's who I am with man's perception. But the birth is the resurrection. The Son of God,
Christ,
or God's Son. That light's on top spectrum. You got everlasting life, look at who's God taking night. Illumination, that education that bring the blind sight. And what you need to know is that you'll never know it all. I'm a lowercase g, son of the ever-living God.
Announcements real quick. We got a lecture coming up this weekend. I mean, not this weekend, but, you know, next weekend, Saturday, for the Kicked Out of Heaven, for the whole book. The lecture that's coming with the book right now is the torture lecture. So, we will see what goes on. I haven't tested all my equipment when it comes to streaming yet. We'll see if everything works. If it doesn't, then I'll just go ahead and refund those who've already paid. It doesn't matter to me. So, but I'm still going to do the lecture. The lecture will be available for sale on the Millennium DVDs or on the kickedoutofheaven.com. There's an update on the Amazon for Kicked Out of Heaven. The update says that it will ship within 2 to 3 weeks now. It was saying 2 to 3 months. And it was also saying, you know, we'll let you know when we get our copy, you know, because a lot of people have ordered the book. And the Black Man's Bible remains at $2,550. At the maximum valuation. I'm still stunned about that. So, that's what's going on. The Black Man's Bible, I have raw editions. There's not a lot left. You can get them from me for $25. Okay? So, and then it comes with the autograph, and it also comes with, well, the autograph is now going to be done on certificates of authenticity for the book, for the naysayers, and it comes with the album. And Real Nigga Etiquette will be available by August. on Amazon as well. So, with all of that being stated, you know, we can go ahead and have the rest of the show tonight. I'm going to open up the line here. Are you there, 209? Hello? Yo, you there?
Yeah, what's going on, man?
But you was busy?
Yeah, I'm doing some yard work and watching my daughter play right now. But I was tuning in because I had seen your number online, and I was going to talk to you about the Black Man.
Talk to me about what you want to talk about.
Well, I don't know if I don't even remember me telling you about, my wife just drawing what she can out of it, only what she can out of it. You know, going into the book, faint of hearted, so to speak, because the only thing she got out of there was racism. And I
racism?
Know she didn't read them. That's all he promotes is racism. You and
but the Black Man's Bible?
Yeah.
I'm promoting racism.
That's what she always says. I just look at my eyes and just roll my eyes at her. I don't even get into it. She said, why are you getting mad? I was like, why are you acting so ignorant?
Oh,
you know,
well,
I've never heard that.
I mean, I talk about a lot of races, but I mean, shit, I know history. So all of these races have clamped the shit out of us 10 times fold. So, you know,
yeah.
I just talk about the secrets on why the Asians treat the women they do, treat their women the way they do, why the Mexicans treat the women the way they do, why white people treat their women the way they do, you know?
Yeah.
Just because I found that information out and I put it together, which all of those psychological positions have a lot to deal with, the Black male sexual capacity and how Black males operate with women, whether that be women of our race or a woman of another race, which is a level of, you know, there's a strong cord of love I can't really vouch and say that as of right now, but the type of male that I am and where I come from and, you know, all of that type of shit is a different picture, you know, the type of vibration that we can give women, you know. Like my girl, she says, she figured out women were hunting down Black men when she was a child. She could see that.
Wow.
She says she figured that out as a child, that, you know, women of all races chase the Black man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and then all women are also correlated as witches and devils, and the Black man is considered to be animalistic and God/devil as well. You know, and our high sexual vibration has a lot to do with that. And women are also classified to have, I mean, are also categorized as having an animal or an animus type of characteristic and behavior about them. Okay? So all of that is correlated with the Dark Age mentality being. Like, I'm going to tell you right now, man, the psychological status and the stereotypes that we have in our country is, you know, all rooted from Dark Age, period. All the concepts. Okay? There's no way around that, you know? So a lot of women don't know what to do with the Black Man's Bible. You know, I'm up in there loving women, delivering babies, pimping on them, you know, smacking the shit out of one or two of them, you know. I do the whole thing. I got to do what's required for the moment. And right now, they're trying to promote and propagandize a mentality that nobody gets labeled for what they do. You know, if you're a whore, you're a whore. Okay? And they're like, oh, you shouldn't say that because she had problems and you shouldn't be so judgmental. Don't be judgmental. I'm going to be judgmental. For those who don't keep judgment, keep the company of demons. Straight up, you must lay judgment at all times. It's natural. If somebody walks up to you
and they got stank breath, your brain will lay judgment that there's stank breath, okay, in the vicinity. You see what I'm saying? I mean, it's simple, you know?
Yeah.
So I've never heard nobody say that the book is racist. I mean, you know. Oh, well, I mean, it's called The Black Man's Bible. It wasn't designed for anybody else to read it anyway. That's one thing that I can always bounce back on. I don't hear no black men complaining about it. You know?
Yeah, I hear
you. At the end of the day, what was that? So at the end of the day, that's the secret clause you can always use. Okay? Well, it wasn't written for you to end it, so, you know? It wasn't written for the black woman. It wasn't written for nobody else, even though I know all these different parties are going to read it, and I want them to read it. But at the end of the day, if somebody wants to give you some slack or some flack on it, that's what you say, bro. To avoid confrontation. You know, because the majority out here are full of shit. And that's what we're definitely seeing. With the material I done put out, man. It's crazy, bro. I mean, did you see? I mean, what do you think about this shit, about this book being at $2,000, dog? You there?
Well, I didn't hear you. What did you say?
I said, what did you think about this book being at $2,000?
That's some serious ass shit, man. I mean, that shit is nothing, no joke, nothing to be fucked with. That's what it sounds like to me. It's like, if you really want some serious shit, spend your best dollars, I guess. That's what it sounds like to me.
Bro, but what does it mean for black scholarship? What does it mean for black authors? What does it mean for the conscious community? What does it mean, bro? What does that mean? Does that mean anything? Does it mean shit?
What does what mean?
The fact that the book is at that rate.
It's phenomenal. It's astrological. It's like, damn.
No, I mean, like, bro.
Groundbreaking.
When I research it, bro, I don't see any black authors at that. I don't see no black authors at that point, bro. And that's what's so scary about it, bro. That's what's
yeah,
so scary.
Yeah, feel like
you're
all alone.
Well, not that I'm all alone, but, well, I mean, that part too, but it's the fact that I'm the top of the scholarship, bro. It's like, there's nothing to debate. Like, it's all done now. You know, we have a measure. Okay? So, intellectual capacity, intelligence comes out of books. Okay? Whoever writes the most valued book is the gung-ho, I guess, man. I don't know, man. It's kind of dangerous, dog. I'm sort of shocked by it, bro. I don't know why they did that. I don't have no power over it, but it stayed up there for more than a week. So they must be serious. You know, that's all I got to say about it, you know. I think because I wrote Kicked Out of Heaven is another reason why they valued it like that, too. Didn't you read Kicked Out of Heaven?
No, I haven't gotten that yet. I'm still trying to finish reading because you sent me the book and I was reading it on the phone and I read the rest of the book. But now I'm trying to finish reading the whole book, you know, from cover to cover.
Oh, what, you talking about the B&B?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I haven't copped the Kicked Out of Heaven yet. I'm still trying to figure out what type of book to give to certain people that are, well, women that are attracted to me if they really want to see me about something. You know, they really want to get at me, not just on the sexual thing either.
Oh, well, nah, man, I mean, nah, bro, don't put no, I mean, I don't know, bro, I mean, what you trying to do? Dog, like, you don't put no book in front of no woman unless you got a road you're trying to steer her down. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I mean, otherwise,
exactly.
Yeah, so it depends on what you're trying to do, you know? So, if you want to put her onto some business, then you got to, you know, give her certain books about that. If you got to heal her from psychological conditions because she may have been raped or went through some type of abuse or neglect or something, you got to go look up some books in that area. Some schizophrenic books are real good with that type of stuff, you know, because because books rewire the brain a lot, you know. They rewire the brain, period. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. And the best books that you're going to get on those subjects are from the 60s and back, you know. The best books at all times are going to be from the 1960s and back. You know, all of this current material is trash. For real. The furthest that you get is maybe 1980s. Very rarely will you see me reading from a book that is... If I can't smell the pages, it's not a book. You know, that's how I think. So... I don't deal with the new material. So, yeah, I don't know what you're trying to do with it, so it depends. Besides that, don't put no book in front of no female, man.
Like, man,
females are just for reproduction purposes and assistant purposes. I mean, they assist, you know, they can do that. I mean, you can train them in anything. They're going to get trained up in colleges and all that other shit. Whatever the fuck, you know, get degrees and all that, good. You know, do your thing, you know. But at the end of the day, when it comes to the household type of scenario or your relations or whatever, it's just a reproduction game. So, I mean, you know, do whatever you want to do with that one, you know. Like, I don't know. That's just how I operate, man. That's how I think, man. I don't know. A lot of people may think I think real cold or something, but... you know, I don't really think with too much of sympathy in my system, but now that, you know, it's been valued like this, my thinking is honored, I guess. So that's how I have to put it. I'm trying to be humble with this whole scenario because it's making me very arrogant, I will tell you the truth. Okay. Yeah. But, yeah, man, it is because... you know, I went up there to the whole New York thing and did the thing in New York, and I don't watch those videos. I don't watch anybody's videos, so I really didn't know what I was getting myself into. That was my first time meeting Sankofa and a lot of those cats. The only person I really knew was Sinetta. I didn't know anybody else up there, man. So, you know, it blatantly showed, you know, I'm cut from a different cloth. Once again, I'm sort of tired of running into that scenario, but that's just what it is. We'll keep on pushing, and like I said, Real Nigga Etiquette will be out before the month of August rolls in, and then Kicked Out of Heaven Volume 2. We're either going to get that probably Thanksgiving or Christmas, but if I can knock them down, we're gonna do it this year before 2017. Comes in, and Volume 2 is going to be way more serious. Volume 2 is going to be Volume 1 times 10 when it comes to the type of information that's going to be in it. You know, Volume 1 was real heavy with the weather conditions, the environment, the torture section, and the nights and all of that, and you know, that's real heavy, but this one, we're going in deep on the medical, we're going deep on skin diseases, we're going deep on the origins of STDs, the plagues, the witches, the witch hunts, and I'm talking about we will be very detailed on burnings and when Jewish towns got taken over and whole Jewish towns getting wiped out, 100,000 inhabitants at one time. And that's one thing I've been trying to tell people, man. You know, these people understand how to take out a whole city. 200,000 people in one city, they know how to take that whole city down in one day, kill everybody in one day with no guns. They was doing this type of stuff in the 1300s, 1200s, my dog. Like, so when you hear these stories of the Slocum, Texas, and the Rosewood, Florida, that's nothing. I mean, because the numbers are small is what I'm saying. They can do way larger cities like that, and they don't know how to do it with no weapons. This type of stuff is in their DNA, my dog. So, you know, it's like a lot of people trying to cause some problems. They don't know what they're causing problems with, you know what I'm saying, because they do not have that defense. That is nowhere in the African record of us sieging towns at 3 o'clock in the morning, burning it down, raping all the children, raping all the women, eating the babies, eating the women, cooking them, spit roasting them, bragging about it, writing it down, drawing pictures about it, making songs about it, okay, and then praising it all underneath our theology or whatever philosophy we have towards a specific God. That is not in our history, man. So understand the high level violence that they got encoded in their system, which you have already witnessed through their films and movies, okay? You've already seen it. You just thought all of that shit was just something that was done in Hollywood. Yeah, it was recreated in Hollywood, but you have to understand that the visions was already in their blood so they can recreate in Hollywood, you know? And I haven't talked to a Caucasian yet that doesn't know this Dark Age stuff. They know it. They know little details about this and that. Or, you know, the psychological positions of certain things, like the Dance of the Macabre or whatever. Or Dance of the Macabre is what they call it. There's different ways to pronounce it. And then Dance of the Macabre is the Dance of Death. And Death is considered a black man. Okay? Death and the Devil is considered, which are two different entities, are considered the Devil. And, are considered black man in the Dark Ages. Okay? Death is and the Devil is. Okay? I have yet to see or read any description on God, but I got a lot more information to go through, so we will see what we find. But I have ran into a lot of information stating the ferociousness and the ferocity of the werewolf and the undead were glorified in the position to compare as God because of superiority to what they were capable of doing with their physical. Okay? So you have to understand that Dracula or the vampire and the werewolf are entities that, you know, are held in worship. Okay, because they're superior to human, and due to the fact that they are superior, they will be, equated with the God, the Death, and the Devil entities as well. And all of these entities are in superior format of human, so all of them will be worshipped. So basically, Devil and God is one and the same. Okay, is what's really going on. You know, there's a lot of different ways that they logically try to, you know, encode this into the theology and thinking structure. They, you know, there are certain ways that they create reasoning behind that that does fit in common sense and logic format. So it's kind of difficult. But here we go. Somebody's commenting. We're going to let them come in real quick. 617.
What's up, God? Peace, God. I saw the video when you were in New York, and you mentioned Sankofa, and I felt like you didn't really get to, you know, speak your mind. I felt like every other minute a nigga was interrupted. Can you just speak about the disrespect amongst Negroes and then get into the Black Lives Matter and how you feel about that. I was watching your videos earlier in the week. You're talking about the angry vaginas that's out there and the jobless Negroes. And also the Pokemon Go. You said that I saw your Facebook post about them being that being zombies. So just like, can you get into those type of things?
Okay, well, the New York thing, I mean, you know, bro, I'm going to tell you, when I walk in a room, I mess up everybody's vibration, B. I'm going to tell you straight up. You know, and that's just what happened right there. You just saw a live shot of that. You know, I have a problem with that wherever I go. You know, I fuck people's shit all up because I've done the unthinkable, and I'm not supposed to be what I am, basically. You know, and that's just what it was, you know, and, you know, I came up there shining, you know, you could tell I'm happy, you could tell I'm clear with the game, I have product that is available to the world, my scholarship available to the world, let's make that clear, I do not sit up here and use the Negro as a pocket to get rich off of. If we're going to sell a product, put it in Walmart, okay, like I did, okay? So it's available to the world, okay? That's all I can say about that. Now, when I was welcomed by everybody. Everybody embraced me. You know, it was a good thing. I didn't meet anybody. I mean, what I'm saying is that I didn't know who any of those cats were until I got up there. The only person I knew was Saw Netter, and I'm pretty sure none of those cats knew who I was, neither. But Red Pill knew who I was, you know. But besides that, and Red Pill was cool, but, you know, besides that, I brought the literature, you know. I'm a father, I provide, you know. The Negro has been complaining about the white race for 200, 300 years. So I scratched my head and say, well, wouldn't it be smart for you to know about them? Since you complain so much about them, why don't you figure them out? You might learn something. Okay? So the Game of Thrones influenced me a little bit, and I went out there and I got the game. And then I put it up on the Amazon, and you know, I guess everybody thinks you got to be a Mason or Illuminati to put product up in stores. And that's not the case at all. So, you know, I did that. You know, it's time to draw the line in between the boys and the men and the intellectuals and the fucking idiots. You know what I'm saying? And that's all there is to it. And I know what side I'm on. It's clearly shown in the videos. It's clearly shown in my material. Okay.
Intelligent lives matter.
Yeah, smart lives matter. That's the, you know, because I don't deal with the stupid shit, you know, and dishonorable men get what they get. You know, I mean, death comes when death comes, partner. How death comes in whatever package is just the way it's delivered, my friend. You see, and that's just the way the game goes. But that is something black people don't want to accept and understand because they don't understand time. And the reason they don't understand time is because they haven't had any real historians amongst them. Okay? And I'm going to say it like that. Because if you had real historians amongst you and you got 20 of them, then 20 of them aren't going to dwell on the same subjects. All your historians dwell on the same fucking subjects repetitively. Why do we need to draft the same subjects repetitively? That doesn't make common sense. So there is something wrong with the thinking capacity or how black people think. They have their head up their own ass. They want to look for, you know, the big lip head on the stone, and they got to make sure the nose is fat on the stone, and there they are. That's my history. There's no respect towards anything else that, and, you know, dealing with history or any other cultures. on the planet. Okay? There's no world history understanding. We don't have any war historians. We don't have historians that focus in one specific area. And that's the way, that's why I wrote Kicked Out of Heaven in the format that I did, to let niggas know there's a million subjects out here. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? I don't want to hear the shit. Like, I just did 1,000 years of these motherfuckers' clothing, eating habits, sexual habits, you know, the whole yine. You see what I'm saying? So, I don't want to hear the shit. Okay? So, since the conscious community claim to be intelligent, they got problems, they complain about the white man, I write a book. The book is where intelligence comes from. Read the 600-page book then, nigga. And we gon' see. You see what I'm saying? That's how it works. You see what I'm saying? And I know people is mad because the way I talk and I don't give a fuck and I support the PI and this and that and this and that, and niggas is mad. So the fuck what? I'm sitting on the 26s, nigga. I mob with the heat. Whatever. Whatever. Okay? Niggas is mad about that, B. They scratching their head. Nah, nigga, I don't put the unk on my hat. You know? You need an unk hat to teach a Negro anything. It's all a fashion show. There's nothing serious. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I clown the way I do. But anyways, so what was the other thing you mentioned? You said the Black Lives Matter, and then what else? I mean,
then, the whole Pokemon bullshit phenomenon.
Well, I mean, there ain't no extra behind it, you know what I'm saying? It's just, they was looking stupid at the park playing that dumbass shit. There's nothing to break down.
There was a stampede.
Like fucking dumbasses.
There was a stampede in Central Park.
Huh?
There was a stampede today in Central Park for Pokemon.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It wasn't a real stampede.
Well, people didn't get killed or ran over, but people were going crazy chasing these Pokemon, these unique Pokemon in Central Park. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's just what it is, man, you know. That's what people want to focus on. That's what people want to do. Then you do that. Okay? You do that. You know, I'm not finna fuck around with no Pokemon Go. I don't waste my time with the shit. You know, I don't waste my time with the shit. Okay, so I don't know about the Pokemon Go. They do their thing. Bro, I'm going to tell you right now, dog, I don't waste my time on nothing. People don't figure out how I move, man. People think I don't bullshit. There is no form of bullshit in my life. No sports, no TV, no nothing. The only bullshit I do is maybe a blunt or talking on the phone. But a homie, while I'm working, and I still be working while I'm talking to a nigga, please. I do not bullshit. I don't waste my fucking time. I don't watch no TV. I don't know. You know how I find out about what's going on in society? I scroll up and down my Facebook feed maybe two while I'm taking the shit, 2-3 times a day. Yeah, bro. Check it out. And then I might just look at the screen of the World Star Hip Hop and look at the Vlad screen and just look at the titles. That's it. Besides that, I don't know shit. Okay? You know, somebody hit me up, yo, did you hear about the blah 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 blah? Like, so oh yeah, the niggas, they shooting up Baton Rouge down there, yeah. I don't know, I don't give a fuck about this shit. I'm not involved, man. The police here in Las Vegas, let me be very clear. I've lived in a lot of cities. Okay? I've lived in a lot of cities. So, I've always got hunted in all the cities I've ever lived in. hunted, B. I'm talking about, nigga, you don't even know my tactics when I got to drive, bro. I got to check rear view. Did this nigga bust the UE back there? Goddamn. Bro, fucking around, hanging around criminals and all that other shit when I was younger, bro. I guess that shit sort of adds a little aura to be with you for the rest of your life. You know, so certain experiences and whatnot. You know, I'm going to write a book on that. But anyways, you got to check all crazy, man. And especially when I was in Atlanta, it'd be black cops, too. And they always knew how to pick me out. Oh, there go the niggas. Whoop! They hit the lights. They hit the lights in the other lane. Make niggas get out the way. Get on my ass. Yeah, we got your black ass. Get over, nigga. You know, and that would be the Atlanta police. When I was in Texas, shit was pretty smooth in Texas, you know. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, the Southwest is for men. All the other locations on this fucking country is for fucking, I don't know what the fuck y'all niggas got going on. And I've lived there. I'm telling you, there are certain stereotypes. And the white boy is right about his stereotypes, B. I'm going to tell you, y'all niggas be mad about them stereotypes. But boy, the more digging I do, the more shit I find. The white boy be right about them stereotypes. And the stereotype on the Southwest is some whiskey-drinking cowboys fucking the big titty pretty bitch. Riding a horse. You have my steak, motherfucker, at the salon. We play some cards. And you do some fucking foul shit, you get your head blown. And that's what Southwest is, man. That is how it is out here. Okay? I don't know about the Big Apple. I don't know about it anywhere else. I know in Atlanta, them niggas is emasculated as shit. Okay? It is the great emasculation in Atlanta. Okay, so the police out here, they do not bother me. They intentionally leave me alone at all times. I think it's me. I don't know why. I honestly don't know why, but I be out here doing the nigga sometimes. Sometimes I got to let the nigga loose. And I go get my drink, and I go get in the drop top, and I act a fool on the strip. I be on the strip. Telling the nigga, hey, put your wife in the car, nigga. I be talking crazy on the strip. Like, oh, yeah, you one of them white boys hold the camera. You gonna hold the camera tonight, nigga. You, motherfucker. I be on the strip talking like that, bro. So, you know, I don't get bothered, bro. I don't know what to say. I'm in a hard spot right now, like. And what was really crazy was the same day three folk cats got killed, the Alton Sterling and Philando and all that, my book skyrocketed on the same day. So I'm like, holy shit, like, what am I supposed to do? Look what the white man did. What am I supposed to do? What the fuck am I supposed to do? You know what I'm saying? Like, how are you supposed to do? You know what I'm saying? I mean, bro, you got to understand what I'm telling you. The book is titled The Black Man's Bible. The book that they're evaluating at $2,000 don't even got page numbers in it, B. Did you hear me? The book don't even got page numbers in it. The book got grammatical errors in it everywhere, bro. The book got nigga in it 1,500 times. It has a lot of sciences, and it has a lot of truth, that cannot be denied, okay? And they put my shit at 2,500. I'm honored, you know, but that's a long road for somebody to try to beat, bro. The Black Man's Bible by the guy 720, it's going to take maybe 200 years for a nigga to try to beat this. Yeah, it's going to take, and then kicked out of heaven, too? Nah, I can't do it. Sit her down. Sit it down, buddy. It's not going to happen. Okay? You hungry? All right. So, yeah, that's what the truth is, man, to the whole measure. That's what's going on right now, man. So didn't you read Kicked Out of Heaven?
I'm still reading it. I didn't finish.
Oh,
it.
So you did? So you started reading it? Are you okay? Let me ask you, how are you reading it? Are you reading it from cover to cover, or are you jumping around everywhere?
Cover to cover.
So where are you at right now?
I'm halfway through chapter one.
So tell me what you felt about the weather then, bro. Did it curl your gut in?
Yeah, it's almost like unbelievable. It's almost like, did that really, really happen? I mean, it's almost like a fantasy, the fact that they went through that much shit just off based off the weather alone.
Dog. I got to ask you, though, did you feel the curl in your gut? Did you have to grab your stomach?
Yeah. All right,
so it touched you. I did it, okay. Nah, bro, because, bro, niggas don't get, bro. Let me tell you something. Anybody buy Kicked Out of Heaven, you have to read that weather section unstopped. That is the gate. If you do not read that, if you don't read the weather section all the way through, you've missed it. You're not going to get the rest of the book. You have to go through the gate, B, because that is, and there's going to be another gate for volume two that may even be way thicker than that one. Way thicker than the weather section, man. So what did you see? Tell me some more. Or ask me some questions if you got some. I want you to talk about the book right now.
Just like the hailstones and just, I guess my whole thing is just analyzing like Game of Thrones and just, you know, analyzing the Caucasian race right now. It's like all that plays into their DNA, right? And the changing of their DNA, that's what's most fascinating to me, is just the weather conditions that they had to endure and then that basically turned them into monsters. You know? My question.
So you got the epigenetics part that I put in there?
I didn't get to that yet.
The epigenetics is right before the weather.
Oh, in the introduction, that little piece? Yeah, but I
introduction, and then
it.
I talk about the epigenetics and how epigenetics is, you know, the study of the form of genetics that carries on traumatic experiences generationally.
Is there a whole chapter on that or no?
Yeah, that's the section that's right before the weather. Because it's the intro, and then it's the let's talk about the epigenetics, and then it's the weather part. And people got to understand why I asked him about the gut wrenching. Is because if your gut didn't wrench, you didn't read that area. And your gut has to wrench, especially as, you know, a black man or a black woman, because you don't have that death in your system, and you need it in order to have maturity and seriousness in your system. You
that's
understand
powerful.
What I'm saying clearly, don't you?
That's powerful. Yep.
Yeah, because niggas don't got no, they don't got that death in their system, bro. And for you to go through that weather system, that weather section, you hear a lot of screams, bro. You see a lot of crazy shit. Well, it depends on how fluid your mind is. I got a lucid mind, so I can see shit quickly. You know what I'm saying? My brain can create the imagery real quick. And the imagery for that weather section is atrocious. You know, they talk about dogs running around, human parts in the mouth, and they said the earth would just open up. There's many sections I've read where they say the earth just opens up and just black smoke and black bile smells that the smells are so foul that the smell alone will kill you. is coming out of the ground. Yeah, dog, like, now you, I mean, that shit clearly shows you where the Walt Disney mind comes from, where the Alice in Wonderland mind comes from, where, hey, my homie was over here just earlier, and we was breaking it down. All those stories are medieval time stories. Pinocchio, Three Little Pigs, the Red Riding Hood, the Robin Hood, the Boy in the Stone, the Sword in the Stone story. All of those stories are medieval. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall is one. Wizard of Oz is a medieval story. You know, so you know we're loaded with it. We are loaded with medieval information. Period. You know, I mean, all the way to when we were kids and we used to put the bunny ears behind the head. Putting the bunny ears behind the head in a picture or photography or whatever, that was done, that was making a person a cuckold when you do that shit. Because the horn on the head, which is also correlated to the word horny or the word hormone, the word whore, okay, all comes from the deer antlers of the buck deer. There hasn't been a correlation to it, but it started in Rome. I mean, there hasn't been a specific correlation to the deer, but they say the whole wearing the horns thing started in Rome because, and there was a double meaning behind it, because when Roman soldiers went to war, they would come home and receive a horn, I mean, receive a helmet with ram horns on it as a sign of conquering or whatever. But also in the same notion, it was also known that when Roman soldiers went off to fight battle, that their wives were getting boned by the next door neighbor. That was societally known. That was something that was known. So it had a double meaning, and then it dragged into old Europe and Dark Age. Because people have to understand the importance of what Dark Age is a combination of Greece, Rome, and then also accepting all the tribes and all the other vagabonds that were loose land. Okay? And like the Visigoths, the Ostrogoths, the regular Goths, the Gauls, and all these other, the Waldensians, the Albigensians, you know, and there's a lot of other different groups that sat on the outside of the walls of Rome and also Greece that fell in and created the Dark Ages, or where the population, they built up the population of the Dark Ages, so I say.
Can I ask you a question?
So
we know all the different factors that went into making them strong. But I remember you said their one flaw is like they're not grafted out of love or something along those lines. Could you elaborate on that? Like what flaws do they have? Because we know what made them strong, but what flaws do they have?
They only got one flaw, and that flaw is sex. Sex and love. That's the only place you can beat them, B. That's the only place you can make them weak. You can't make these cats weak in no other field. And I'm telling you, they got the and they might have enough magic encoded in sex where that's locked up too. It depends. I'll be doing a very deep occultic research on the sexual game of old Europe. You know, and a lot of this information will be hard to find, but I'll find it if it's out there. But with that being stated, you know, that's the only weak spot they got, and the demand to make them weak is the black people don't have the capacity to do it. They don't got the balls to do it. What needs to be done, I'll tell you right now. There's numbers of us who do, we won't have a problem, you know, but the majority won't, bro. You know, the Negro looks at everything with disgust because the Negro is inexperienced, and the Negro is also young when it comes to the races of the planet. So with this youngness and with this disgust is really a lack of knowledge and a lack of experience. And this lack of knowledge and lack of experience comes from the Christian mammy who wanted to keep her baby safe. So we raised a bunch of Bill Cosby-ass niggas out here who don't know how to do shit from shit, and a bunch of weak-ass broads who are scared of men.
Mm.
You know? Yeah, that's the elegant Negro level. I be seeing it, bro. I be on the strip. I go on the strip, all my girls, them niggas be looking at me like, where did I lose in life? I be seeing it, dog. Because niggas be inexperienced, dog. And niggas want to have fun. But you be listening to that lame ass plan your mama gave you. You listen to them dumb ass lies. I don't listen to that shit.
You said the Idris Elba nigga doesn't get shot up. You don't see the nigga in the suit and tie getting shot up by the police. Is that also the elegant Negro as well?
Yeah, the elegant. Well, no, I mean, there's some elegant niggas that didn't got shot. I mean, I guess you probably say Sean Bell, who was the dude in New York who got shot up the night before his wedding shit.
Okay.
You can say that was an elegant Negro. I don't know his true background, but they sure didn't look like no hood niggas and no stupid shit. You know? Mm-hmm. So, but by majority rule, no, you don't see it, bro. You know? You don't see it. It's a certain outfit. At the end of the day, the black race the white race has two different Negroes loaded in their brain. And I'm going to put it to you in dark age form, okay? And that's either you're a Moor or you're a devil. One or the other. And sometimes Moors are considered devils too, but the Moor can have a dividing line amongst them. And the reason being is because Moor has Islam, and Islam is the base of European medical sciences. So the majority of medical and the majority of the mysticism sciences that are in old Europe doctrine and what built their witchcraft as well. Well, I don't know. Yeah, I can't say that because I haven't drawn any comparisons besides in Islamic and ancient Islamic and old European. I haven't done that. But it's there. And information was shared and contrasted, period. Okay? And that's the same with the Jews. So, in today's mind, if you're not an educated Negro, which Islam, as I stated, they had the top medical information, they were obviously educated. So, if you're not an educated Negro, then you're the devil. Period. Yeah, bro, that's how the white mind works, okay? If you cannot give, and this is how it works to even go even quicker, and this is why I had to do what I do with writing books. If you do not have a title that fits within society, then you are the devil. You are doing the devil's deed and the devil's work, okay? When I come out here in society, and they say, oh, he looks like an elegant Negro. Well, what did you do? And I say, well, I'm an author. And they say, oh, well, that's beautiful. Let's see if the nigger is lying. What do you write? Okay? I say, I write nonfiction. They say, oh, it's getting good. Nonfiction? Well, do you have anything out? Let's investigate. Okay? Let's see if you're a fucking swindler, if you're shit or not. Okay? That's how this society works, bro. You know? I couldn't go out here and say, oh, yeah, I give lectures on YouTube. I sell DVDs. I sell conscious information. Nigga, please. You can't go out here in the fucking world saying that fucking dumb shit. I understand the game and I accept the rules. You see, these niggas don't understand the game. They won't accept the rules, dog. The nigga thinks he can create answers in his mind and enforce them. You can do that because that's what they did during the Dark Ages. But guess what? Their whole race did it at one time. And they had to do it for survival. So you can't create answers in your mind in a construct that's already built. We already have buildings. We already have everything is up here. Everything's already designed. Okay? The only thing that you can create up in your mind and enforce is going to be a product or a service. Okay? So get in the game and get your money like everybody else did. Stop your complaining. You see? Because those who need somebody else to care for them don't care for them goddamn selves. And that's the problem here. If you're telling me that Black Lives Matter, that means they didn't matter to you. Because if they mattered to you, you'd take care of them. So then nobody else would have to matter. You see how it works?
Yep.
You know?
Well, this is one thing I noticed, too, the difference between the two races, black and white. I noticed that, I said to myself, blacks are the least politically savvy. And I mean, like, when you look at books like 48 Laws of Power or people like Machiavelli, people that teach, like, Caucasians that taught the game on how, like, deception works and how to play with words and how to just, you know, human politics and shit like that. Because when I look at Black Lives Matter, this shit is obvious. Like, people see you coming a mile away. They know you're going to march. They know you're going to shout. That's not how the world works. And I just want your thoughts on that. Like, how did Caucasians pick up that game where, like, they mastered the art of politics? They mastered the art of deception and lying and all that shit. And
well, you're about to read all of that in the Vagabond section.
Okay.
When you get to the Vagabond section, you'll see all the illusion trickery right there. But like I said, they had to have illusion in order to survive, B.
Blacks don't get that, though, at all.
Yeah, because we didn't go through no plagues. We didn't go through 1,000 wars. We didn't go through 3,000 wars in 1,000 years, bro. Like, bro, we ain't been through the shit they done been through. They done been through more trial and error, bro. You have to understand, like, the plague wiped out a whole fucking city. Only the children survived. You know, like, the king came through with the Huguenots and knocked down the whole fucking side of goddamn France, bro. Now the whole side of France is all Catholic now. And now they got to rewire their whole shit on how they operate. You know, like, bro, like, they've had to rebuild and destroy civilization and not only civilization, but society, too, several times. They've had to redesign fashion due to weather. They've had to redesign the way they cook food due to environment causes, due to floods, due to, I mean, come on, bro. The trial and error that they've been through is out of this fucking world. Nobody else has done it. The only race comparable is the Chinese. And we have to understand this is natural selection because it was the weather. But then that's when it gets tricky for volume two because I'm going to be releasing a lot of information showing you that the weather has a possibility to have been imposed. Okay? And so do the plagues. Okay?
So they are superior.
Well, I mean, what do you mean by that?
I mean, there's a whole term that's being debated, especially nowadays, about white supremacy. I mean, when you have the hardcore racist, you know, white supremacist KKK guys, they believe they're a superior race. Do they have based upon, you know, history and what they've been through, they may have a point.
Bro. I mean, bro. The shit is just, it's out of this world. All I want to say to just stand down with the bullshit. This is all I got to say. Because you don't know what these boys got the capability to release. That's all I got to say. And if you really want to make some shit ugly, you don't know the limits. There are no limits. Only the Negro has limits. You know, a group of people who ain't never been to war with nothing on the planet, bro. Out here screaming, looking like fools, making us all look bad, making us all combatants.
I know, that's what I said. They're making it hard on all black people. I'm not even with that shit.
No, I mean, but you can't be. I mean, look at the Black Lives Matter. Who produced your shirts? Do you have on Nikes? You have on Reebok? Who made the bullhorn you're yelling in? Who made the Sharpie marker you used to write on the board? Where'd you buy the board at? Where did you get the staples for and the glue to make your signs? Was the Negro involved? Okay. Now we have an answer on what reality is.
Yeah, but that shit is head, that shit is led by black women. That's why they're so fucking delusional.
Bro, I mean, like I said, they all got angry vagina out there. You're not fucking no quality pussy, bro. You know? Y'all niggas know it. You done seen it. You done seen me go through 9 years of the shit and then 3 years of the heaven. Okay? And look at what is being produced over here. 3 books, 3 albums up on the Amazon on my 33rd birthday, nigga. And one of the books is at 2 racks. So, it's all about, you know, the support structure that you're getting for DVJ Day. And what these niggas out here is fucking, Lord have mercy. You can keep that. Okay? I don't want none of that angry ass shit wasting time. You know? People can look at me and tell, oh, he passed the game. He passed that shit. That's right. Niggas, there's problems out here, dog. And I'm not dealing with it. I'm not. You know, it's kind of funny, Professor Griff. They threw out that picture with Micah X and Professor Griff. Professor Griff did a press conference immediately. I don't know that nigga. I don't know that nigga. Oh! But what happened? I thought we was all going to whoa, nigga. Yeah, right. You know, right now, them white boys should have been your shit. 10, 20 niggas in black. Shut your whole goddamn campaign down. Okay? That shit's fucking ridiculous, B. And that's why I've always stayed disassociated from all of that shit. You've been watching me since day one, huh?
Yes, sir.
You've been watching me since 2007?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so peep the game. You see how I stayed disassociated from them niggas, because I could tell. I knew back then, bro, them niggas is not street. Them niggas do not know the rules. And them niggas work for the hand, B. I don't give a fuck what nobody say, bro. I see that shit. And everybody else see that shit as soon as I showed my face. You tell me what you saw up there, my nigga from who was just asking me about the New York thing. You tell me what you saw on the camera.
Niggas, honestly, niggas just wanted to shine. I think niggas knew you was shining. They saw a different, just a whole different aura around nigga. Niggas gravitate to and doing what niggas do, trying to hog the mic, hog the camera, just saying a bunch of bullshit because they don't read. Just saying a bunch of bullshit. They're not educated on it. And that's all that was. It's just petty.
No, that's really funny you said that. They don't read because you could tell by the way I talk and you could tell by the way they talked on who was studied. Okay?
Yeah.
Blatantly, and that was embarrassing. Well, but the game is chess, not checkers. So why would you come up here putting yourself in a position of intellectualism and you're not an intellectual? Are you searching for some form of masculinity? That's what a lot of niggas are doing. Intelligence is a form of masculinity, so I guess niggas are trying to hide underneath these guys and try to make themselves appear as a man. Okay, say some wise quotes. You will appear as a man. I'm telling you, black women gonna leave them niggas alone. The conscious movement, the black women of the conscious movement gonna start interracially dating on y'all niggas. Watch. Don't let that camera get shown on me for too long, because this is gonna start showing that niggas out here is not men and they is playing games. As soon as I show up, that's the cord. And a lot of girls are saying it on the comments. It was like, son, bring this nigga back. Let him talk. He know how to get out of the Matrix. That's right, nigga. I ain't been in the Matrix 5 years, nigga. I ain't worked a job in 5 years. Every woman I meet, they say, no, I'll make sure you'll never work a job. Here's all my goddamn dough. Here's all of my heart, my soul, everything. I don't know what's going on. You know? And all I want to do is give a nigga the plan. By the black man Bible, you'll figure out how to do that shit too. And your method. And that's the whole thing about Negroes, man. I know niggas gonna be listening to this show. Stop with the copycat shit, man. Hit a nigga up. I'll give you your method for your method that shines for you. Because that copycat shit don't work. And you disrespect a lot of shit. And that's part of the reason the black race is stagnant than a bitch. A bunch of copycat ass niggas every goddamn where. Trying to act like don't nobody know where they got their shit from. People are just empty, bro. I don't know what to say about it anymore. You know?
Nope.
So, yeah, so what else was in that Kicked Out of Heaven, bro? Anybody had any other questions about it?
No, but I was going to say, that whole gut-wrenching thing, the last time I remember that happening was that nigger section out of the Black Man's Bible. I think you said you had just basically copy and pasted that shit that a white boy wrote. Remember that section?
Mm-hmm.
If niggas could read that whole section, it's similar to the gut-wrench that you feel in Kicked Out of Heaven. At least to me it was. It's just, you know, reality, you know, and the nigger's position.
Damn, bro. Well, I don't know. The nigga gene section that I put in the Batman's Bible is kind of hilarious to me. Some of that shit was fucking funny.
Yeah.
And that's why, like, the chip head tilt. But niggas do that, though, dog. What I'm really showing you is how much that white man know your ass. That white man know your black ass. Yesterday, today, and the future, my dog. Okay? Okay? And the nigga don't know shit about him. Matter of fact, the world don't know shit about him. You know?
You know, what I say, you know, I look at stuff from a logical standpoint, like a chess player. I tip my hat to them. You know, they did it. They pulled it off. They conquered the world. And that's, you know, and they stood on top for a long time. I don't know what the future holds for them, but I tip my hat. Motherfuckers get emotional about this shit because niggas don't have seriousness in their DNA. They don't know how to move in Western society. They haven't studied it. And that's why they keep taking losses after loss after loss.
Yeah, because let me tell you right now. I don't know, it's sort of a tricky picture. Nobody really knows. It's really hard to pick out. Because they're illusionists, too, at the same time. They're hardcore illusionists. So nobody really knows how to pick out what their status is right now, B. But from what it's looking, there's certain metaphysical things that have came in that's looking like they're losing their noodle. And, yeah, they're losing their noodle bean. They're losing that they've lost white male masculinity. It's gone. It's gone, bro. Like, you gotta understand. That weather section and a night of Europe is white male. Ever since the white male put on the business suit and picked up the suitcase and started doing the milkman and all that shit in the 1950s, that's when his 1940s, 1950s, that's when white male masculinity declined. And that's when black male masculinity started creation. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The white male is used to available whores. Okay? He's had it like that for hundreds and thousands of years. And now they're only in the Playboy magazine. Now they're only on a screen. That is bullshit. That is not white male.
Oh, I was telling somebody, right? I said, you see the shit in Game of Thrones and that shit? I said, well, talking about the cock. I said, that's what they really want to do, but their own technology is fucking them up. Because they can't really get off the way they used to. Because I was saying, if you see all these black guys they kill on camera, what the fuck were they doing 100 years ago to us? You know what I mean? I said that shit that you see them do killing in cold blood, that's really in their DNA. That's they really get off on death and things that have to do with death and war and blood and all that shit. But it's like that. But everybody got a camera phone now, so it's like they can't really get off the way they used to. And I said that's kind of funny.
Not only that, but horror movies have weakened. Horror movies ain't like they used to be. Horror movies don't have mass amounts of blood and shit like they used to. There's rarely any teenage girl chase scenes with the titties flopping around and shit. You know, all that shit is heavy in the white male psyche, bro. And they're not feeding that shit anymore. But guess what? At the same time, the white male psyche may not need it. Because just like African slavery, the white race went through epigenetics relocating here from old Europe. So with them relocating here from old Europe and not being able to go through all of those experiences, we're damn near looking at a new person too. And they don't know who
they are. They still got off though. They still got to kill off and chase the Indians around and then bring us over and whoop our ass. I mean, they still got their rocks off to me.
Yeah. But not by mass, though. Not, like, concreted like it was in old Europe. Because they're in a new geographical location. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but who knows? At the end of the day, I wholeheartedly believe that the Caucasian of today is not the Caucasian of yesterday by majority rule. And because of that, you're seeing a panic where the white male thinks he's losing everything. And this is where the shooting comes in. You see? It's like they're panicking. They think their race is about to be destroyed.
Yeah, but the funny thing is they thought the YouTube and the camera phones and all that shit was going to be for, like, fluffy shit, you know, showing your dog or your kid's birthday party. But their own technology is, like, putting them on full blast because, like, this shit can go viral instantly as soon as they squeeze off on an innocent black man or whatever the case may be. So on one hand, it's like they have this bloodthirst. On the other hand, their own technology is putting them on Front Street where they can't really do it in the dark like they used to. I mean, they still might get off in the dark, but not as much as they would like.
Well, they're only choosing the cases that they want to. Because there's white males and there's Hispanic males getting shot up too right now. And they're not exposing those cases. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know what to say about that. So all I can say is that I know that their mentality is real light. And with this light type of thinking that they got, it allows for fickle situations. And they're scared. You know? You have to understand, like, they've been taught that they're losers. If you really look at what's going on with TV, everywhere you go, it's black man, black man, black man, black man. And, you know, yeah, bro, think about it. You gotta think about the shit from the Mexican male perspective, from the white male perspective, from the Asian male perspective. You know, they turn on TV. LeBron James every goddamn where.
Yep.
Dwayne Wade. Something Johnson. You know, all of these niggas every 5 seconds, bro. You know, get on the ESPN. A whole bunch of other niggas. Turn on the BET MTV. A whole bunch of other niggas winning awards and shit. Turn on the movie. Denzel Washington. Idris Elba up here. You know, looking at the comedian, it's Kevin Hart. It's nigga, 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 nigga. To them, you got to look at it, bro. And then they turn on the porn, what they see. What do they see, brother?
The BBC.
Yeah, BBC training. It's going down. Enjoy yourself. You will be the emasculated punk. You will be the cleanup guy. That's what they call him now. Fucking nasty shit, dog. You understand? So I don't know what the fuck is really going on, dog. But you got to be empathetic about the game, and you got to look at it from their shoes. And I'm guaranteed you know, all of that shit is fucking they head up. I mean, bro, I mean, when I get on the strip and I'm sitting in my drop top, I could pull a nigga's girl out of his Lamborghini. I mean, I pull up next to Lamborghinis, bitch's mouth be dropping. And the white dude sitting in the car be like, hey, bitch. Okay? I'm telling you, bro. I'm telling you, dog. Like, man, I'm saying, man, dog, I'm telling you. I could tell you some stories, bro, but, man.
Hey, but let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question off of that, because one of my favorite songs of yours is that racism song, and the hook goes, all those other races don't got scars on their back. All those motherfuckers don't got scars on their back.
Yeah.
What's the meaning of that hook? Like, what's that hook supposed to mean?
Exactly what it said.
So that means what? Like, the fact that they don't have scars on their backs like us means...
Well, our story is ours.
Okay.
It ain't nobody else's story, bro. We went through a specific type of form of slavery. It happened to us. Let us, you know, scream our story. You know, you eating off of hip-hop is you eating off of our story.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, bro. So let our story rest with us. You know what I'm saying? It's not your story, B. You know? You know, that's other people have similar stories. You know, Latinos have been lynched in this country. You know, Italians have been lynched in this country. The Irish have been attacked in this country and lynched.
But hip-hop is not their story.
No. Hip-hop is not their story.
But knowing the Negro, hip-hop, you're saying hip-hop is for everybody, of all races. You know how the Negro thing goes.
Man, hip-hop is shit. African Bambaataa has made the thing fucking shithole. It's terrible, B. It's terrible. And then these niggas in New York want to claim rah-rah-rah, and they can't even handle a fucking child molester?
Woo! Yitzity! What the fuck is that about? I don't want to hear no fucking rah-rah to any one of you niggas. You let this fucking bird-ass nigga slip through the fucking scene and touch on the booty. Okay? All you motherfuckers. Let this nigga touch on the little child booty.
Uh-huh.
I knew these niggas was birds. I knew they was birds in 2007. This is my planet, motherfuckers. I see you motherfuckers. I see what you does in your closet, nigga. I know it's your report card, nigga. Okay? You niggas sit on the broomstick.
If you are 30, if you are over 30 years old, would you say with no wife,
kids? Yeah, that's how they do it in the dark age. Bring that nigga over here. We gonna adjourn the cart, nigga. Give my gavel, nigga. Okay? That's what they do. Let me tell you what they do in the Africa Bambaataa situation. They say, bring this nigga over here. Go get some whores from the street. They go get some three bitches. Three bitches come up in there. Yeah, play with this nigga balls and give us the report. And bitches go up in there and they play with that nigga balls and try to jerk him off and they come back. He didn't get hard. Okay, go out there and get one of them little kids in the street. And strip that little kid in front of this little motherfucker. And they strip the kid in front of the motherfucker and that nigga get up. Oh, nigga, you to the stake. Right now. Take so much ass to the stake. Yeah, they didn't play that shit. we will feather the hide today. You understand? Okay? We will be hanged, drawn, and quartered. And, yo, it's crazy, too. They would announce the whole process. Okay? And they would call his situation a buggery. Would they call it the buggery? Yeah, they call it the buggery. He is charged with buggery.
Buggery.
Yeah, bro, they call that shit buggery. Well, buggery was another word for the unspeakable act. The unspeakable act. They called it the unspeakable act because it was so foul that they didn't even want to create a word to represent the act because they didn't want their mouth to be tainted with such debauchery, the great debauch. Okay. Mm. Yeah, bro. So, you know, I got 60 seconds on the show. I got to let it go for right now. But y'all check out theblackmansbible.com. $25 with me and $2,500 with the world. Nigga. And they kicked out of heaven.com. It looks like Amazon done got their orders, so go ahead and order it up, and they're going to be shipping it out. If you want to get the official copy with the certificate of authenticity, spend the $150 with me, and a lot of people are buying it for $150. So, you know, y'all go ahead and check it out, man, and get at me, man. Appreciate y'all showing up tonight. We're going to have another show next Sunday, so let's do it. Peace.
Peace.
10.